While many American communities fight to keep prisons out of their town, Chillicothe, Missouri is lobbying hard to keep a women's prison. The facility provides jobs and other economic benefits to the old frontier farming town, and Mac Hackworth of member station KCUR in Kansas City reports there are other benefits.
In a lonely corner on the edge of the Chillicothe prison's main grounds, prison superintendent Jennifer Miller is showing off a donated single-wide trailer surrounded by a chain-link fence and playground equipment.
This is probably one of the brightest spots for the offender population. They're given an opportunity here to visit with their children in a home-like setting as opposed to the visiting room.
A group of 50 or so volunteers travel throughout the state to pick up kids for an occasional 4-hour visit with their mothers in prison. But elsewhere in the prison, things are slipping into disrepair. In the crowded hallway on the second floor of number 3 house, Superintendent Miller says the building is one of three that needs a new roof.
You can see the water spots in the drop ceiling where the water has come through the ceiling. As you can see, we have an occasional bucket or two to catch some of the water in some of the worst areas.
Disrepair at the Chillicothe prison was great enough that Missouri's governor recommended shutting it down. While the prison supports a $5 million payroll and jobs for a host of contractors and vendors, Mayor Todd Rodenberg says its ties to Chillicothe are more than economic.
We embrace the prison here. I mean, it's just part of the community, and it's one of the things that when we give tours to prospective businesses, that's one of the things we show them, because we're proud of it, and it's a real asset to the community.
The community gets involved in the prison primarily through local churches that help with weekly worship services. Luke Howard is the volunteer coordinator for Chillicothe's United Methodist Church. Howard says if the state closes the prison, churches like hers will lose a focal point for mission work.
It has been an outlet for people to volunteer, so the possibility of it being taken away from us, it has caused people to rise up and say, wait a minute, what can we do to keep it here?
Howard says most townspeople are so used to it, the prison goes unnoticed in daily life, even to people who can't help but see it every day.
This section here is the lockup.
Norma Kissick has as much reason as anyone to want to see the prison close. She has worked and lived adjoining the property for nearly half a century. Razor wire topping the prison's 10-foot-high fence shines in the sun just steps from Kissick's back door. Norma Kissick says she's lived with her neighbor for so long she barely notices it. But the longtime Chillicothe resident understands the prison's impact on her community. Kissick's daughter is one of 200 locals who work inside the prison.
Yeah, I would hate to see it leave. There's too much employment. Too many people depend on it. It just, yes, I'd very much like to see them stay.
The town and the county paid a lobbyist $20,000 in the hopes of persuading state officials to keep the prison open. There's already some evidence it may be paying off. Lawmakers are considering a budget that would keep the prison open for at least another year, and Chillicothe leaders are working with the state to hammer out a long-range plan. One idea is to build a new prison in Chillicothe, where there's already community support and a steady supply of volunteers. For NPR News, I'm Matt Hackworth.